Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy.
When he said that he wanted to buy FTX, even though at the time we didn't know how rocky their relationship was, but it still never felt like imagine you're a multi-billionaire, something is going on, and your friend comes up and they make a public statement and says, "Oh yeah, well I'm going to go ahead and buy the company." That's an insult. That's a snub. That's an insult. So that never felt like it was like coming from a place of let me save my friend. But it's funny because it says Sam was constantly spreading fake rumors about CZ Binance because shading him as an evil Chinese was critical to his scam. Patrick Hillman tweeted late last night. SBF and CZ SBF and CZ have long had a public rivalry. No, they haven't. They were best of friends. They haven't had a public rivalry.
Every time I saw them in pictures together, they were hugged up. And, oh, we've been friends since this time. Yes. And oh, I give him loads of advice. Yes. And, you know, because one of the things that CZ said was, you know, he was giving him loads of advice for the year prior to the downfall of FTX. And he just wouldn't listen to me, you know. So that doesn't sound like someone that was saying this is a person that's been doing me wrong. You know, he was saying that, you know, I tried to help him more or less because he was his friend.
You know, and that's the thing. That's the thing. Now that's the look over here, because every time he does the look over here thing, you notice there's always this shared feeling amongst people, even though it's not necessarily discussed, but there's always this shared feeling of like, but what does this have to do with like your roadmap? What does this have to do with what you're talking? Oh, yeah, we're going to go to Dubai and teach women about crypto. I don't think the women in Dubai need to be liberated by crypto. That's Dubai. They probably teach you about money. You know what I mean? So it's always something random. So like him even saying this, hold on, let me read off this line. It says SBF repeatedly spread false or racist rumors about Binance CEO CZ before the collapse of Bankman-Fried's crypto exchange FTX, according to Binance chief strategy officer Patrick Hillman. Of course he's going to say that because he works with Binance. He's going to say whatever he's told. During SBF's meetings with officials in Dubai, he had been bad-mouthing CZ, the founder of Binance and SBF's rival crypto mogul. The mooch had not been involved in those meetings, but his SkyBridge colleague had been there and reported the bad form back to him. This behavior seemed worrisome. After all, the mooch had come of age professionally at Goldman Sachs, where corporate politis is the coin of realm, partly out of practicality. Life is long and unpredictable, and colleagues can become competitors and then clients. Also, people talk he was lighting CZ up. Wow. And these are small towns. They look glitzy from a travel brochure, but trust me, these are small, very connected, interconnected towns. It got back to CZ. As also recounted previously, SBF's denigration of CZ led the latter to suggest publicly that he might consider selling his $500 million investment in FTT tokens. You hear that? Do you guys hear that? It's a direct correlation. So basically, the kid was talking trash about you, and you're just like, you know what? Then maybe I'll just dump your entire company. You know, I think that that Patrick Hillman, all these people, I think that they think they're helping CZ by saying this, but the minute it clicks to SEC that this was because of a personal vendetta that all of this pain was caused, that's a problem. That's a problem. You can't have people doing stuff like that. That's a problem. But I don't know, like, why is this suddenly at the forefront? How come this wasn't brought up when FTX first, when CZ was making his rounds on Twitter, on everybody's stage, connected to everybody? Why wasn't it brought up at that time? I would think that's when you would speak your truth. But suddenly now you pull out of a deal and now suddenly you have a truth to tell. Binance offered to rescue FTX in a $1 billion buyout, but Binance backed out of the deal a day later.
The same amount.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. But Binance backed out of the deal a day later after doing due diligence on the company. The issues are beyond our control or ability to help. FTX filed for bankruptcy hours later. What is he doing? How many deals can you jump into and jump out of just smooth like that? I don't understand. I really don't. It's just, I don't understand it at all. Thoughts, guys?
I just think every move he makes draws more attention to himself, whether he knows it or not. Like, he think he's being inconspicuous, but yeah, everything he does is just like you just said, like, no, what will possess you to do that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. The whole CZ deal is too much.
In the future.
You said, say it again, Joe.
I just said I wouldn't trust going in any deals with him in the future for anybody. I mean, he seems to be jumping in, jumping out. And then look over here, look over here, look over there, look over there.
Prior to that, CZ accused SBF in a Signal group chat of trying. Man, imagine being in a billionaire group chat. Man, one day. Chat of trying to depeg Tether, a stablecoin also known as USDT, whose value is tied to the US dollar, according to the Wall Street Journal. I'm just not. You know, he's protesting too much. We hear way too much about CZ. Like, it was already crystal clear that FTX and Binance were naturally going to be at the forefront. They were naturally going to be the top two, but I don't think that necessarily means that you need to compete. Compete for what? You either have the users or you don't. And it's not as if you're competing for customers. They can use both of you. So what was the point of having competition? What was the point of having all of that ugliness? But there is something kind of that's off about this, specifically because at the end of the day, CZ was, they were besties. They were besties right up until the day that he dumped all of that stuff. That's the appearance that we got. But I guess, you know, we might get a better story out of it. We might actually maybe because, you know, all we can do is go by the articles and things like that, that we research, right? Go by the stories. We've also gotten an opportunity to hear this man talk from his own first person perspective. I also have quite a good friend that is associated with CZ like directly, like they follow each other. You know what I mean? So it's not like the guy is hard to hear from or to see his perspectives, but I do think it would benefit us if we could see it from like an objective way, so that we're not having to put the pieces together ourselves. But then that storytelling can be skewed, right? Anyway, I want to kind of migrate into this next story. So speaking of storytelling,
can I say one thing before you leave that?
Absolutely. Go for it.
I'm truly looking forward to the documentary that Mark Wahlberg is exactly looking to make. Oh, was it? Exactly. Sorry.
No. Perfect timing. We're always on the same.
My apologies. I thought we were leaving. Yeah. About this whole saga. He's calling it a saga between SBF and CZ. So, I mean, in the article that talks about this particular documentary, it brings to light a lot of different things about both of the people and the parts they played in it. And, you know, things like CZ saying that he told SBF to put on a suit and go to DC and, you know, answer the questions they want to ask you. And was that a push for him to maybe get the house arrest he has now or prison or arrested in general? Or was it a friend trying to help a friend? I mean, because until this moment, well, until recently, it was always believed that they were good friends.
You know, I was kind of skimming through this while you're talking, and it's just okay. So just to give like the paint the full story, okay? Mark Wahlberg. If you don't know him, Google him. Google is still free. Mark Wahlberg, who's been around for quite some time. This particular article came out in February. So this has been known for some time. Mark Wahlberg wanted to do a documentary on the relationship between SBF and CZ. Do you feel like he's the person to do it, though? You know, earlier when we talked about this during the pre-show, I kind of said, you know, it's crazy how many points of entry people find into this space. You know, we always say when we talk about the DeGen space, when we talk about the blockchain, crypto, NFT, tech, investing space, whether it's stocks or cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin, whatever it may be, you know, it's amazing the span of topics that fall underneath of that, specifically because there's so many entry points into the Web3 space. During the pre-show, I made a comment about how I thought it was just such an interesting thing to see how some actors are choosing to get into the some actors that also wear the hat of director and producer and executive producer, whatever it may be, how they're choosing to get into the space. And I guess Wahlberg's entry point is through a documentary series. However, I wonder, would we have been better served if this was done by somebody who's actually part of the Web3 space, not just somebody that's finding their own entry point? This is such an important story that really, like, it's really important that we find out what really happened in the background, because these things affect the money. It clearly, friendships are affecting money here. Do you understand that what that previous article was essentially saying is, yeah, our friendship broke apart, and so we just broke the world. We just broke crypto. It didn't matter who it affected. It didn't matter. Like, the fact that friendships play a part in whether or not you get rugged, that's scary. That's not a good thing. And that's why we continue to kind of push that thought process of, hey, these people are not your friends. They're each other's friends. So when you get that currency, take it off their platform. Do you understand that the only reason people got caught up on an FTX is because they left that currency there? When you buy crypto, you're on your own. Like, once you purchase it, you own it. It doesn't have to stay on that platform. You don't have to stake everything. You can also just, you know, take your narrow behind, you know, over to, I don't know, well, not Ledger. I don't know what's going on with Ledger. We'll probably cover that later on. I don't know, man. I don't know if they're still with us or not. But he's just banned. But the story has evolved since then, and the reason has come out. So I'm still not sure, but if I even agree with the reasoning there. But in the next article that I'm pulling up, why was streamer Kai Cenat banned by Twitch? The real reason has been revealed. Kai Cenat got banned from Twitch on April 17th, which left fans speculating about the reason behind this. A few fans even thought the streamer was going to move to another streaming platform known as Kick. Another speculation was that Kai crashing a dirt bike into his setup might have been the reason behind the ban. This young man does everything on that channel. I thought it was for video games. But the reason behind Kai Cenat's ban was actually revealed. And apparently the real reason was due to repeated explicit simulated sexual activities in GTA. It is also reported that the ban is temporary and the streamer will return to the platform sooner or later. Kai streams a variety of content on his channel. According to Twitch's community guidelines, sexually suggestive content is prohibited on the streaming platform. If you try to find his channel, it now reads the channel is temporarily unavailable due to violation of Twitch's community guidelines or terms of service. It goes on to ask, you know, will Kai switch to Kick and this, and that? And we can talk about that a little bit later. But what do you guys think? Have you guys ever played GTA? Has anybody here ever played GTA? Any of you guys ever played it?
Yeah.
So you already know what, like, the most adult thing you can basically do on there. And they still don't let you see anything. So
And in 2023, that's considered PG.
Man, listen. Is there something lower than PG? Is there something that's like, you know, not? This is ages 4 and up. You know what I mean? Like, that's basically, that's simple now. Everything is free on the internet, you know? I don't know. Do you see that as a, considering the other stuff that's on, there's a lot of stuff on Twitch, guys. There's a lot of stuff on Twitch. Don't just be putting your kids in front of the iPad and saying, watch Twitch. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of adult stuff on Twitch, a lot of OnlyFans stuff on Twitch, you know? And it's just kind of crazy because I saw this one account, which is, and this person plays video games and they do very adult things while they're playing video games. And I'm not going to say it's radio, but you know, if you have imagination, you know, and if you're underage and you're listening to this, by adult things, I mean, they do their homework and they pay their taxes while they're playing video games. If you're of age, you know what I'm saying. So, and I remember seeing that story and that person got temporarily banned and like brought back like the same day and they just continued on. Like they didn't change anything. Kids, they just kept paying their taxes. If you know, you know. So it's just kind of weird because it's a week later and he was playing a video game. Is that really like, was he like marathoning it or something? There's only so many, it's only dark for so long and the pros come out, you know? I don't know. Does that seem like a right reason to, considering everything else that's going on, does that seem like that makes sense? Twitch also made a crazy amount of money in off of this guy. In February alone, they made $10 to $15 million, somewhere between there, $10 to $15 million off Kai Cenat. And Kai took home $2 million out of that. Does the crime fit the punishment? And does it make sense to do that to him? And $15 million versus $2 million is a very big gap. Those are three different things. Thoughts, guys?
He's allowing that. Anybody on these platforms know from the beginning what percentage they're going to get from this platform. And if he agreed to that and didn't just make his own, then personally, I think that's his own fault. I'm not saying that they're right by taking so much, but he knew. It's not like, oh, true. Yes, true. This is how much we don't know how much you're going to get, because nobody would go for that. So he knew from the beginning what he was going to get out of what they made. So as far as that's concerned, no. I mean, who's to say that people didn't complain? You know, was he warned prior to that? I mean, he initially said he didn't know, but they made it quite clear that they did give him a reason.
All I can say is know your worth, King. You don't got to take that from them. Start your own platform. You got the fan base.
Well, let me just read off this part real quick. It says, rumors about the possibility of Kai Cenat switching to another streaming app, Kick, started when he received an unexpected PR package in the broadcast that took place on April 14th. There was a mysterious package that caught his eye. There was a box wrapped in Kick's branding. Kai opened the box while saying, "You're lying. What's going on? You're lying." He also spotted the Nike logo in the box when he realized what was inside the box. Well, I mean, y'all can read it. I can't read that on radio.
Thank you. I was like, don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
Play the song. Play the song.
Play the song. Just play this. Good morning, fellas. He said a lot of curse words. He was excited. So if you're in the live stream, you can read it on the screen. But if you're on the radio, we don't swear on the radio. Skipping over that, he says, is this the reveal? Kick's gift to Kai was a custom pair of Nike X Off-White. Ooh. A custom pair of Nike X Off-White Air Force Ones. Oh, that's bad. This incident has left fans wondering if the record-breaking streamer is about to make the move from Twitch to Kick. You know, this is the thing I was talking about in the beginning. What's this either or? Why can't he do both? You can literally use apps to stream to both simultaneously. You could build your community. Like, is there a reason to consolidate everything on Twitch? I mean, obviously it sends his money up, but on Kick, I mean, he would get the full kit and caboodle, you know?
That's what I was about to say. Well, I don't think, but what if, are the rules a bit more lax on the other platform? Why put all my energy into both if I can make more money and do what I want to do without censorship on the other?
You know, and that's the question, unless that's not necessarily his goal. I mean, you know, after a certain amount, this young man is 21 years old. I was looking through the FAQs on that page while the shares were coming in. And this young man is 21 years old. You pay me $2 million in a month, I'm not going to look for anything else. Not right now anyway, because I already got it good here. However, I think that most of us are a little bit, we're older than Kai, and we kind of have different perspectives on the world and have like a different vision long-term. And I think long-term, it would just be smarter to, number one, how do I say that? It's just smarter to remain platform agnostic. Like that's my, you know, like I believe in that so much. Like, I don't believe that you should build all of your people on one and you don't funnel them anywhere. You don't take, and I hate that word funnel, but over time I've realized that that's actually been our success, is the fact that we could literally go from Clubhouse. And then one day we said, you know what? Hey, we're migrating over to Twitter. I feel like the writing's on the wall here. We're going to migrate over. Boom. We migrated over to Twitter. Then it was boom. You know, hey, we got this radio show. Boom. Now we got listeners on the radio show. And then it was, you know, hey, we're moving over to YouTube. We want to do live streaming. We believe in platforms that support their content creators, not platforms that just expect their content creators to come and subscribe for, you know, some nonsense spaces that pop up once every 18 months or something. If you know, you know. So we moved over to YouTube. So the ability to have your community loyal to you, not the platform, is so important longevity wise, especially in Web3, especially in gaming, especially in anything that's fringe like streaming and things like that. Do you think it would benefit him to necessarily go to Kick versus, because if we're going to do the versus thing, because it seems like that's what they're doing, it seems like you get to a certain point, it's like, you know, either you're on Twitch or you're on Kick, you know, that's the impression I'm getting. So if he was going to make a final decision to move somewhere, I think we're all in agreement he would be highly successful, but wouldn't it be smarter to move to YouTube? Wouldn't that make more sense for him to be live streaming from YouTube and getting a lot more of his, I think YouTube takes like 40% versus 80% that's taken on Twitch. And I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Should he be exercising his power to be able to move his community? What's up, Nick?
All I know is he should go where he's celebrated, not tolerated. So if that looks like it, he should do that.
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums with a Z.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Because they're trying to let her live, and it's just hilarious. Amber Heard, if you guys remember, Amber had a rough year, man. 2022 was a rough year for Amber Heard. If you know, you know. But that Johnny Depp deal, there's certain stories you hear where every time you look upon that person, you will always remember that story. And there's one in particular, and I can't look her in the eye anymore. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie. It's not as if she's looking for me to look her in the eye, but I'm just saying, I can't look her in the eye anymore after some of them stories that were set out. Some of that stuff was wild. I can't imagine. But so because of how much drama that entire experience kind of brought to the forefront, it was in question whether or not Amber Heard should be cast in the role that she originally played in the first Aquaman, which was a huge box office hit. I was really happy for Jason Momoa. Until his recent statements about The Flash. I don't know. That's a whole other story. But anyway, so because of how just... there's no way to explain the story between her and Johnny Depp. You either know about it or you don't. Because of how insane that entire just season was, she was literally pulled from the movie. Like, it was that bad. Like, the stuff that was coming out about her was insane. Even some things that they speculated she was doing while on the stand. If you know this story, it's kind of crazy. And when you look at the video, it looks like she really was doing drugs right there on this. It's crazy. But it was enough to get her removed from the movie because there was just such an uproar. Like, people were really upset and for good reason. And Johnny went on to win that case. And I think it resulted in her having to pay him $2 million or something like that. But whatever amount she had to pay him was like triple or four times her her net worth to begin with. So she definitely needs work. But yeah, recently they just announced that they have brought her back. brought her back as the role. So if you read here, if you're watching on the live stream, I'll read it off for people that are listening via radio. But Amber Heard appears in Aquaman's CinemaCon trailer after rumors she'd been cut from the film. I feel like there is a better way they could have worded this. But amid speculation that Amber Heard would be cut from the Aquaman sequel following her trial with Johnny Depp, her character reportedly appeared in the trailer for the next underwater extravaganza. And they have confirmed that Amber Heard will be in Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, despite a longstanding rumor that Amber, age 37, would be scrubbed from the movie after losing the high-profile defamation trial with her ex, Johnny Depp. Amber appeared in the film's trailer shown at CinemaCon. Multiple outlets confirmed Amber made a brief appearance in the preview, with Insider reporting that there are two brief shots of Amber's character, Mira, doing battle underwater. You know, listen, if it's D-Gen, it's us, man. If it's comics, if it's DC and Marvel, it's us, because it falls underneath of gaming, which falls underneath of Web3, which falls underneath of web, just everything. But I think part of the reason that I kind of pulled this up is because, anyway, I guess we're still waiting to hear what Marvel says about Jonathan Majors, because, I'm just starting to see this very, between Jonathan, what's that other guy? The Flash, the guy that, Ezra Miller. It's kind of crazy how certain actors are just not feeling the heaviness of their actions as much as other actors are. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's kind of wild to me. It's a little bit wild to me only because, she's back in the fold with this, with the film Aquaman. I guess we're still trying to hear from, Marvel's about, Jonathan, Is it Jonathan Majors? Is that his name? Jonathan Majors, I think it is. Jonathan. I know it's Majors. Can't remember if it's Jonathan. Let me just check. Oh, it was such a while ago. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. When I'm talking about Amber Heard, naturally being cast right back in Aquaman, did anybody's thoughts go to Jonathan Majors, or was that just me? Did anybody else think of, like, wow, that's crazy? Ezra Miller is still the Flash after. Ezra Miller really just lost his mind the last couple of years. He really was doing wild things, fam. Everything from grooming to just, I don't even know how to describe what was going on with him. And he's still cast as the Flash. He's still that main, he's still that leading man. Amber Heard, that whole thing was insane. She's still an Aquaman. And, you know, now the most recent story was Jonathan Majors. On the night that Creed was released, Creed 3 came out. He had a domestic a dispute with, I don't know, his girlfriend, or I don't think she's the spouse. I think she's the girlfriend. But and naturally, there's just certain things you can't do when you're a celebrity. You're a celebrity. You can't put your hands on a woman. It's not. You shouldn't do that. Period. But especially on your premiere night, like literally, you're finally here. People are finally taking you seriously, and this happens. You know. So I don't know. This whole thing is kind of strange to me, only from that perspective. But anyway, I just wanted to pose that and see if you guys had any thoughts on it. I know Moisha's thought is, what's Aquaman? So I got Moisha.
I know who Aquaman is. I've never seen the movie. I really like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I love that guy.
And when he married Lisa Bonet, I was just very happy. But then they divorced recently, so I don't know what happened there. But as far as Amber Heard is concerned, the girl needed a job. She owes Johnny some money. You let alone her solicitors.
She owes that man so much money. She owes that man money, Moisha.
So, I mean, what can I say? I mean, there are so many bad things. I think of there used to be a television show in America in the 80s. I can't remember the name of it. It was about some handyman. And the actor who played the lead role, it was a sitcom. He had been in prison for drug trafficking or sales or something like that. And
do you think it's because it's acting? Like, I mean, that stuff happened with Chris Brown and it was a wrap. He's been dealing with the fallout of that ever since, right? And it drastically affected his career. But it seems like in for actors, like especially when they're in major films, right? Suddenly there's this, oh, we can separate the art from the person. We can separate the two. I don't know. Like putting Ezra Miller as a lead role, like Flash. Flash is a really integral role in the DC comic world. That is a major role that literally affects other characters in DC. And they've put a young man in there that doesn't seem to know how to wield his power without causing damage to others. And you know, we can always learn over time, but in the meantime, they're not really mitigating anything around him. Then we got Amber Heard. Is it the same thing? Like, are we not expecting role models out of these people? Like, nobody's perfect, but these people, this is not about perfection. We're just talking about normal. We're just talking about being normal. Just be normal. They ain't even got that down. You know what I mean? And I can say that confidently because some of the things they've done are really, they're really disgraceful. Like, it's not good energy at all. Is it a separation between music and actors or something?
I just think that if we look to people, a lot of people, for what they are and what they do and things that they say, there are loads of actors and musicians and whatever else that would probably not get any jobs.
Oh, Aerosmith, I mean, been done like 20 years ago, like a year out the gate.
Vanessa Williams, great example. Miss America.
But they destroyed her though. I mean, and that
did
was
they this. Did they really? She did so much after that.
Oh no. She really did, but that's because she picked herself up to do that. But in that moment, if she had stayed there, I mean, they damaged her. They really tried to damage her. And that story has still continued to prevail, despite the fact that she went on to do so many things. I was obsessed with Vanessa Williams growing up.
Well, you know, last week they apologized to her.
Come on.
Last week, Miss America, Miss USA, they actually apologized to her.
Yeah, after shaming her for like 20, 30 years or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about an apology.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's insane. I don't know, because, you know, I feel like the first thing that, you know, when I bring up characters, Ezra Miller, Amber Heard, and Jonathan Majors, you know, recently, the most recent story that we've heard with Majors is that I don't know what was on that, what was on that tape. Apparently there was footage of the altercation that occurred. I don't know what was on that tape, but let me tell you something. His manager and his PR firm dropped him same day, same within the same hour it was announced they were done, dropped him immediately. So I don't know what's to come out from that. However, I think that we would be remiss to just make it as simple as saying, oh, of course the black guy gets in trouble. Well, yeah, great. But there has to be more. There has to be more that's into this. So is it about what they do? Is it about how public it is? Is it about the timing? Because at the end of the day, these are huge. You know, one thing, who's that? What's his name? Tom Holland, Zendaya's boyfriend. Tom Holland, he plays the role of Peter Parker as Spider-Man. And he was the youngest person cast in Marvel, period. The youngest actor, like as a major role, and they put that entire franchise in this boy's hands. If he had, you know, Justin Bieber'd it, you know, or you know, OG days Justin Bieber, you couldn't get that boy to sit still to save your life. I mean, gosh, you just couldn't get him to sit still. He was always out. If Tom Holland had Justin Bieber'd that, he would have lost everything. But he has proven to be such a consistent person. He rose to the challenge.
$1 billion for spending just under $80,000.
Oh, jeez.
It hurts my heart.
That man is a legend. That individual, man, woman, they, them, him, she, it, whatever, non-binary, whatever. They're a legend. They are a legend. Ugh. I don't know, man. Yo, Joe, if you had bought Bitcoin at 93 cents, would we have ever met?
Probably not. I would be on the island.
I like it. This is probably not. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that.
I was totally
from Joe. From me? Yes. No. From Joe?
I thought she was going to go even harder. I thought she'd be like, no, baby, you wouldn't be able to afford the places I would be at. So no,
we would okay, there you go.
We all know there'd be no wine there. There'd be no wine there.
Listen.
Or it'd be very expensive wine.
I'm telling you what, that Beyonce wine, you know. I don't, 93 cents is such a, that's such a call, man. Called it.
But how, I mean, talk about diamond hands.
Talk about.
He didn't touch it for 12 years.
Yes.
12 years. Now that's a true diamond hand right there.
That's a true, that's vibranium man right there, man.
With the H in hot.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? You know? I don't know how else to say it. That's as honored as it gets. He definitely put the H in hot, 93 cents. Imagine having that claim to fame. Imagine. Ugh. Anyway.
He's the complete opposite of the guy who used his BTC to buy pizza. The complete opposite.
Jeez. 10,000 BTC. How much would that be worth today? Let me check it. How much would that be worth today? Let me just check this real quick. Hold on. Let me just 10,000. I bet he calculates this every single time he hears a story about Bitcoin. 10,000 BTC at what are we at now? 29? Let's see.
Yeah, just under.
And at that amount, you don't care about a bear market, okay?
Listen.
The price he got it? Oh, wow.
Listen. Bear market. It's all market. It's all weather markets. That 10,000 BTC would be $290 million right now. Oh, my God. Ay. Now, when it comes to liquidation, however,
obviously, he's just happy to play the part that he played the part in the history of crypto.
That's what rich people say. You know, when you talk to somebody that's rich, they never say, no, I'm rich. No, they'll say, I'm comfortable. That's the I'm comfortable of billionaires. You understand? That's the I'm just happy to be a part of this history because you're a freaking billionaire. Of course you are. That's amazing, man. Good for him. Good for him. Good for seeing the plot, like, while the rest of us were still lost in the garden.
Let me ask you this, though. Are you guys just kind of disappearing, or are you guys pushing Bitcoin, like the infrastructure, the education of it? Are you guys kind of jumping out there in Front Street and saying, hey, this is Bitcoin, we all need to be aware of this, or are you guys just disappearing?
I can buy an institution and tell them to teach about Bitcoin. I'm out. I'm dipping, Fabe. I'm dipping. If I bought it at 93 cents, we might not have ever met. Because the world that you live in when you're like at that level, billions of dollars, you're not living in the regular world. You don't even know some of these apps exist. there's a billionaire that has, I'm quite sure in the last 1 year said, what's Clubhouse? You know what I mean? What about you guys?
I want to stay safe. There's no reason to put yourself out there and no. Yeah, no, I definitely probably would have known what Clubhouse was, but never went on it. Education, that's a whole nother situation. Quietly and with my name out of it, you know, anonymously donating to things, yes. Mm,
exactly.
But being the face of it, I'm no muskrat.
That's the right way to verbalize that. Everybody can't be muskrat in this world. Everybody's not. That's not all of us. That's not all of us at all.
You know, I could see myself being very behind the scenes with it, but I feel like there's gonna come a point in time where I'm like, nah, man, forget this. I want some credit. Somebody gotta know who I am.
Yeah. So to know who you are, how to get to you. And, you know, I know people, unfortunately, I know associates that are extremely well off and have ran their mouths in a pub and been followed home and beaten just inches before death to make them give them some of that money.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes discretion is key.
Well, on top of that,
you don't have security. You're ridiculous.
Ah, that's true too. That's true too.
Now that's true. However, we it's just talked about all the billionaires and millionaires that come up dead. You know, no.
Joe.
No, I'm sorry.
Yo, we lost like 8 billionaires last year. That's not normal, Sam. To see billionaires 40 years old, 35 years old, 28, 52, just dropping dead, that's not how it works. And they were found like, and nobody talked about it, Joe. Nobody even brought it up.
No.
It was killing season last year for billionaires, boy.
You don't want to be one of those, babe.
Because they couldn't sit still. You hit a certain point of wealth and you need to understand it's not about your feelings towards others, it's about their feelings towards you, and you got to move accordingly. You got to just respect yourself and respect the game. Speaking of respecting the game, this has been another amazing episode of Good Morning Degens. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Nkechi. I'm joined up here by the Funky Bunch, Moisha, Elsa, Fabian, Jojo, Nick Battle. Shout out to Jay and Christy as well. Awesome members of our team. We got so many things coming up in the next couple months, and I'm really excited to share them with you. So make sure that you do stay plugged in. And with that being said, let's go ahead and start our countdown, my loves. 5. The change you want to see in the world.
The change you want to see in the world.
I was trying to get his voice. 4.
Trust no one, suspect everyone until they prove different, especially if you have money.
Especially if you got money. 3.
You're not too early and you're not too late, especially if you bought BTC at 93 cents. But please educate yourselves. I almost cried.
Gosh, it weighs on my heart. I was alive when that thing was happening. 2.
Hey, read a book or listen to one. Get some security.
Listen, if you are worth over, as a matter of fact, if you're worth over $5 million, either close your mouth or get some security. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the space. This has been an amazing one. I hope you were educated. I hope you found something good here. I just threw up the topics that we touched on, and we'll be back again to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
Hey, my loves. This is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you are listening on ofeden.io or you're tuning into one of our live segments or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So, to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io. And also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least. If you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
And thanks for tuning in.